The waiting is the hardest part. Sitting on the toilet with my panties still around my knees, I fill a small cup with my pee and then press the end of the strip into the hot liquid. My hand is shaking a bit and I worry I'm going to spill it, but I manage not to. 10 seconds. I count them off. Slowly. I want to be sure. And then I sit the strip down on the sink beside me and start the timer. 5 minutes. Seems like an eternity. I can't bear to look, but deep inside I know. I've been feeling queasy in the morning. Something is happening with my body. I look at my timer. 2 minutes have passed. Come on, I say out loud to no one in particular. I close my eyes and think back to a few weeks ago. It was Saturday night, and I was seeing my friend. My best friend, really. We've known each other forever. We've been part of the local BDSM scene for years now. We've played countless times. I guess you can call us friends with kinky benefits. So when he invited me to a party, I didn't hesitate. We drove up to a warehouse, and there were about a dozen cars parked in the lot. We parked, got out of the car, and walked up to a blue metal door. Inside, I could hear voices, music, laughter. He smiled and told me he had arranged a very special Christmas gift for me. It was barely December. I told him it was a little early. This, he told me, wasn't the gift. That would come later. But tonight was part of it. He told me to turn around, and I felt him tie something soft over my eyes, blindfolding me. It made me tingle. Once it was in place, I felt a sharp tug, securing it on me as he tied a knot behind my head. I didn't say a word, but my heart was racing. I felt my stomach fill with butterflies. I listened as the metal door opened and the voices, music, and laughter got louder. I carefully took a few steps and he guided me inside. And then, a sharp push, and I stumbled forward, almost falling. Someone caught me before I fell, a pair of hands on my shoulders, and then another grabbing hands and pulling them behind me, more hands touching me, caressing me. Some are gentle, some rough, a large, rough, strong hand around my throat. And then two more, grabbing my shirt and tearing it. Something cold against my skin. Metal. Pressing against my skin and then slicing through the straps of my bra. I started to struggle now. Protesting. Calling his name. Confused, I begged them to stop. My pleas were met with more laughter, and I felt my wrists pulled together and wrapped tight with duct tape. And then my elbows. What was left of my shirt and bra were cut away, leaving me blindfolded and naked. My arms pinned behind me. And now I was being pushed and shoved, tossed around between them like a doll. Stumbling and tripping, only to be caught and grabbed. My tits being fondled, grabbed, squeezed and twisted. I could feel the bruises that were destined to form. For some reason, I was trying to figure out how many there were, but I couldn't. Each time I was shoved and spun around, I grew more disoriented. The voices, some sounded familiar. I tugged more and more at my taped elbows and wrists, but the bondage held tight. I felt hands unbuttoning my pants and then yanked them down. A knife sliding under the waistband of my panties, cutting them off me. And then more hands. Some holding my head, some forcing my jaw open, some forcing my panties in my mouth and then wrapping more tape around my face, sealing my lips with my panties inside. I could feel my wetness against my tongue, taste my arousal. I felt myself being picked up and carried while I kicked and tried to scream, twisting and writhing, trying to get free. It was hopeless. I found myself resting on what felt like a padded table, my arms pinned beneath me. Straps secured over my chest, belly and hips securing me tight to the table. I felt myself covered in sweat. My shoes are removed and my pants are now pulled all the way off. My knees and ankles strapped to the table as well. I tried to peek beneath the blindfold to see what was going on, but all I could manage was just a little bit of light. I felt the table under each leg start to move, bending my knees upward at first, then slowly opening them at the knees, spreading me, exposing me, my cunt now on display, completely vulnerable. The laughter and conversation grew coarse, harsh, cruel. I felt something cold splash onto my cunt and then what felt like gloved fingers pressing inside me. I could smell it too. Lube, coating my thighs, my pussy lips, and the inside of my cunt. Without warning, I felt the head of a cock press against my pussy, parting my lips and then entering me. Not slowly or lovingly, fucking me, like a hole to be used. And then it started. Name calling, being told I was just a cunt, and I was going to be used, filled. And then the word that made me stiffen and shake my head, bread, a voice in my ear. We are going to breed you like a fucking farm animal. No condoms tonight, princess. So much laughter. I felt the cock deeper inside me, filling me, stretching me. There was grunting and moaning, and then an explosion of cum, filling me, deep inside me. I started tensing my stomach muscles as if I could expel it, but nothing helped. His cum was inside me. And then there was another. And another. 5, 6, 7. Each one fucking me harder and harder. Helpless. Just a hole as they kept reminding me. I had no idea how many there were. Were they taking turns coming back for seconds? I could feel all their hot cum inside me, sloshing around. It felt like it was going on forever, filling me up. Men fucking me, their hard cocks using me over and over again. Telling me what I am. Their cum dumpster. Their fuck toy, a human fleshlight, their breeding slave. And then it ended. I felt the cum start to run out of me, dripping down my legs, down the crack of my ass. I heard the sound of tape being torn from the roll and then pressed over my pussy. Another strip to the side, and then another. Taped shut. Filled with cum. Then I felt the table moving. My legs came together, still bent, and then slowly elevated. My knees raised towards my chest. I shook my head and tried to protest, but the gag turned my protest into muffled groans. I needed to get all the cum out of me. I was trying, squeezing, bucking, trying to shake my hips. I felt used, invaded. It was a constant reminder, like all these men were still inside me. Their cum dumpster. I could hear them going back to their conversations, ignoring me now. The music got louder, and I was left bound, gagged, blindfolded, filled with cum, taped shut. I started to cry beneath the blindfold. I don't know how long I was there. I just remember the conversations eventually ending, the sounds of everyone leaving. The music was switched off, and then the blindfold was untied, and my friend was looking down at me. He released the straps and helped me sit up, cutting the tape from my arms and letting me remove my gag. Once I was free, I reached down to peel the tape off my pussy, and he reached out and took my hand. "Keep that on tonight," he said, smiling. I was sobbing, and I reached out and hugged him for a bit, not saying anything. When I regained my composure, I asked him, "Who were they?" "Friends," he said. "Some of mine and some of yours. But all of them were on the list." I smiled and nodded. He helped me put my pants back on and gave me an oversized t-shirt he had brought with him. I got dressed and we walked back to the car, and he drove me home and put me to bed. I slept with my pussy still taped, feeling all the cum still inside me. When I woke up the next morning, I took a shower and removed the tape, watching the cum mixed with warm water as it ran out of me. I ran my hands over my breasts, feeling the tender spots now starting to bruise and turn wonderful shades of black and blue. I thought back to the feelings of being bound, gagged, and fucked by so many men, and touched myself. It didn't take long to come. Once I was cleaned up, I put on my fuzzy robe and made some breakfast. He called soon after to check up on me, asking how I was doing, and I told him the truth. I felt wonderful. I thanked him for my gift, and he reminded me that that was only the first part. Now it has been 3 weeks, and here I am, sitting on my toilet, waiting. The alarm goes off, and the phone chimes. 5 minutes are up, and I look, and I smile. I pick up my phone and take a picture. 2 lines. Positive. Pregnant. I feel tears running down my cheek, and I text him the picture, along with 2 words. "Thank you." I see 3 little dots appear, and I wait for his response. I'm nervous. I don't know why. It is exactly what I wanted, what I've always dreamed about. Then I hear the chime and I look down at the 2 words on my screen. Merry Christmas.